The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
So Woolworths and Big W have banned glitter in all their Christmas decorations this year. I don't think many people will lose sleep over the move, especially parents for whom glitter is up there with head lice and gastro when it comes to things they don't want in their house. And that's because glitter is the worst. It gets everywhere and it hangs around forever. The glitter from Christmas tree ornaments will still be turning up around your house months later, or you'll be in a big meeting at work and realise a little piece of the stuff is stuck to your face and your boss will think you've been moonlighting as a drag queen, which I would totally do, BTW, as soon as I can figure out my drag queen name. Bell Tower? Las Anya Topper? Okay, it's a work in progress, but back to glitter. And if you think it's a problem because it hangs around your house, it's even worse when it gets out into the environment. That's because glitter is usually made from a combination of aluminium and plastic, and unlike other plastic items that gradually break down until they become microplastics, glitter starts out that way. Now, I shouldn't have to tell you how bad microplastics are, but we have a little time, so I'm going to anyway. You see, we're only just starting to realise that the microplastic issue is way worse than we first thought. One study in 2020 found microplastics can become airborne and come down in rain. The CSIRO found that 9 to 15 million tonnes of the stuff are embedded in the seafloor. They've found it in Arctic ice, in the bellies of whales, and humans are estimated to ingest about 5 grams of microplastic every week. Just as an FYI, that's about as much plastic as you'd find in the average credit card, and we're eating it every week without knowing it. Don't know about you guys, but that's frankly terrifying. Now, glitter might not be the biggest culprit in all this, but it certainly is one of the most unnecessary and easily removed culprits, which is why big retail chains around the world have been stamping out glitter in their store brand products for years. This is not a new thing. So while it's great that Woolies and Big W have shown some initiative when it comes to removing glitter, the real question is, why didn't they do it sooner?
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.